William Frawley.
Honestly, Danny, the thing you said.
Hi, Amber. Hi, Amber.
Oh, hi, Jim. I'm sorry, but that seat is taken.
No, Rob. Rob Douglas is my name.
Well, I'm saving that seat for Kent Brownell.
Wake up, Douglas. You don't get to sit next to Amber Anderson unless you're a wheel. And you aren't even a spoke.
Hi, Amber.
Well, Candy, I thought you'd declare it a day.
That'll be the day.
Amber, I wanted to ask you. Don't strain yourself. She doesn't even know you're alive. Jim. I suppose you have a speech prepared for the election.
Well,
and I suppose you think you're going to win.
Well,
if you do, it won't be with my vote.
Well, thanks a lot.
Just being realistic, what would you ever do for me? Amber, I wondered if you're using up my oxygen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The first order of business today is the election of the student who will represent you in the higher councils of academe. Now, we have two aspirants for this high office, Rob Douglas and Alan Wheeler. We shall hear first from Mr. Rob Douglas.
As you all know, I'm running for student council representative, and, I hope you'll vote for me because I'd like to represent you, and I'll work real hard and go to all the meetings and stuff. I guess that's about it, and I hope you'll vote for me.
Brilliant speech.
Now, our second candidate, Alan Wheeler.
Fellow students, I wish to assure you that, if elected, I intend to work hard for improved study room facilities, and I shall make it part of my platform to work towards achieving this end, as well as investigating the possibilities for an alumni scholarship fund for those outstanding students who do not have the finances to continue schooling. Thank you.
To two. You mean you only got two votes?
Don't rub salt in the wound.
You should have voted for yourself.
I did.
Well, how come you only got two votes? Somebody nominated you, and somebody had to second you.
Our elections don't work that way. You just decide to run if you want to. But
somebody voted for me.
Hi. Well, the budding politician. How'd it go, Rob?
Fair.
You got slaughtered.
28-2. Well, it was close.
Next time it'll be different.
Next time?
Yep, I've just decided to run for class president.
Class president? What are you, a glutton for punishment?
Well, I have to get elected. Something's come up.
Something, huh? What's her name?
It's Amber Anderson. She leans towards the executive type.
Well, why don't you pick out a girl that leans toward the nothing type?
What does the class president do?
He does the things that presidents of classes do.
Now, there's an explanation for you. How in the Sam Hill do you expect anybody to vote for you?
Well, now, what's wrong with me? I'm a likable kid.
Well, you're not that likable. You're more of an acquired taste, like eggplant. You have to get used to it. Look, Rob, I'm just giving you the cold, hard facts. You don't know anything about being class president. You don't have any platform, any campaign, or any supporters. Nothing. You'll get clobbered.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Rob, you got annihilated today, didn't you?
Well, so did Abraham Lincoln the first time he ran for office.
Oh.
What I need is an angle. What did Lincoln do?
He grew a beard.
What's all the production about? If you want to go out with a girl, call her up on the phone and ask her out.
But she doesn't even know I'm alive. I've got to do something big so she'll notice me.
Rob, did you ever hear the saying, the best man always wins?
Oh, yeah?
You tell him, Bub.
Tell him what?
Tell him the best man always wins.
The best man doesn't always win.
Great. How does the worst man win?
Playing golf with the chairman of the board.
Oh, so that's the reason Dad works straight through dinner.
Your dad's the best man, all right. But how do you beat a setup like that?
Well, how do you beat a setup like what? Golf? Doesn't that fry you? Now, here's a guy like Dad. Always works hard and does a good job. And then along comes some backslapping, golf-playing personality kid. Personality. That's my angle. I don't have any personality.
Well, what else is new?
That's all these elections are. They're just popularity contests. I'll develop a new personality and become popular. Irresistible. You won't know me.
Well, I sure won't.
Personality.
I'd like to check these out, if you please, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but you're only permitted to check out 3 books at a time.
Well, now, you and I know that there are rules and rules. But I felt sure that a lovely young lady like yourself would make an exception.
I'm afraid not. May I help you, please?
Amber.
Hi, Bill.
No, I'm Robbie. Robbie Douglas. Hey, did I tell you I'm running for class president?
Gee, that's swell.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Here, let me take that to
the... Here. That's mine.
Oh, here, I have it. Thank you, Bill.
1 second, Amber. I'll help you to the door. I'll take a few of these back.
Psychology of popularity. How to win friends. 10,000 jokes for a funnier you.
I'll take how to develop a new personality and smile your way to success back.
Well, why don't we make an exception this time? It's as you said, there are rules and rules.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I was just scanning through these a little, and I guess they're already starting to work.
Party platter and go overboard.
Well, well, if it isn't Chip.
Who was it supposed to be?
Knowing you, Chip, I bet you're starving. How about letting your old brother Robbie fix a sandwich for you, huh?
If it's my doll you want, I'll respin it.
What is it with this family? Everybody's so suspicious. Well, well, well. Good old Trent. You're doing a fine job, boy. Just a fine job. It's a beautiful head of hair you got there.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm checking data on this new alloy for the cargo airline job. If we can use it, we should be able to shave about 6% off the cost.
Not bad. How would that compare with the other bid?
Well, golfingly speaking, I'd say it'd put us about, maybe 1 stroke under par.
Well, hello there. Working hard, I see.
Yeah, it's getting to be kind of a habit. Finished your homework?
Oh, yes, all finished, thanks. But let's not talk about me, Dad. Let's talk about you. Tell me, Dad, how's it going?
Well, pretty well, Rob. We'll give them a tussle anyway.
It's rough, though, isn't it? Oh, yes, Dad. I know exactly how you feel.
You do? Well, that's comforting to know.
You know, Dad, what most of us don't realize is that we can be our own worst enemy.
Now listen, Smiling Jack, why don't you just ooze yourself upstairs before you dazzle us to distraction?
Amusing, isn't it? Love the Joker. Take care.
Is he all right, Bug? I noticed before dinner he seemed to be, gnashing his teeth a lot.
No, that's just his new friendly grin. Chapter 8, you know. smiled your way to popularity.
If I smile a little crooked, I get this little dimple right here. Chip, look at this. Hey, Chip, take a look, huh? What do you think?
Looks like somebody put glue in your toothpaste.
You know, the trouble with trying my charm out on this family is that everybody's too used to me. What I need is somebody who'd look at me through fresh eyes. Somebody would be a sort of a Cape Canaveral testing ground for the new me. The hardest thing is smiling and talking at the same time.
Robbie! Chip! Somebody get the door!
Chip, why don't you go? I think I'm just getting it. You sort of have to part your teeth while you breathe.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Chip?
It's the creep of the week.
The who?
Wendell Burgess. Robbie calls him the creep of the week. Every week.
Well, creep or no creep, Chip, don't let him stand out there. Ask him what he wants.
Okay. Hi, Wendell.
Is Robbie home?
I'm not sure, but I can go ask him.
Chip. He's home, Wendell. Just come in, will you? Chip will go up and tell him you're here. Wendell, I'm Bobby's father. Just make yourself at home, huh?
Well, thank you, Mr. Douglas.
I'm sure Robbie will be down in a minute.
Tell him I'm out. Tell him I've got an advanced case of beriberi or something.
Well, Dad already told me you'd be right down.
Oh, now, Chip, how am I supposed to develop my personality with some guy like Wendell Burgess? That's him. Wendell Burgess. He's my Cape Canaveral. Wendell! Wendell, great to see you, old man. Great!
Huh?
Well, long time no see, huh?
Oh, I saw you 3 hours ago in math class.
Oh, Dad, you remember Wendell, don't you? I'm always talking about you at home. What a real plus you are to the class.
Hmm?
Say, I just heard some terrific jokes. Did you hear the one about the snail who ran the 100-yard dash in a year and a half? Hit that one, huh?
I wanted to know if I could borrow your math book.
Say no more. It's my pleasure. And if you'd like some help with the assignment, I'd be delighted, Wendt.
You're not very good in math.
You're your friend. Take it and keep it as long as you want.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Nothing.
Well, you are a last resort. I really didn't expect you even to be decent about it. Well, thanks a lot.
Sure. Now, look, what else are friends for, huh?
Well, say, I guess that's right.
That's, oh, sure. Anything, anytime. You know, just whistle. Just want to shake your hand, old buddy.
Goodbye, buddy.
Bye. We'll see you later now, Wendell. Did you see that? I'm dynamite. Did you see the way he looked at me, the way he shook my hand, Dad? I really impressed him. And that's the answer for you, too, Dad. Here you are beating your brains out over all this paperwork, and what good's it going to do you?
Rob, don't you think...
Dad, you just saw what happened with Wendell. What you've got to do is develop a new dynamic personality. Something that will make this golfing character fade into insignificance.
I appreciate your interest, but...
Exactly. I appeal to you because I'm showing real concern for your problems. Now, Dad, you've got to fight fire with fire.
I agree. Absolutely. But it seems to me you're overlooking a very effective form of fire. Doing a good job.
No, Dad. No, the world just doesn't work that way. I mean, look at Abraham Lincoln before he grew a beard.
As I recall, Abraham Lincoln made a few other contributions along with the beard. Honest hard work does have value. If you concentrated on the obligations and responsibilities of the job you're going after, it just might prove worthwhile.
Dad, I respect your attitude.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
But facts are facts, and you saw the results for yourself, Dad. The new Robbie Douglas has just checked out A-OK, and it's time for blast-off. 10, 9, 8, 7. Likewise, keep in touch. Hiya, Freddy. How's your heady? What's the good word, Woodward? Hello, Mr. Chambers. Nice to see you.
Oh, hello, Douglas.
I sincerely hope you're feeling at the top of your form.
Top of my form?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, I'm feeling fine, yes. Douglas. How are you?
In the pink. Pleasure seeing you, sir.
Nice to see you, Robbie. Top of my form.
I sure appreciate you helping me with my math, Rob. But I got a 50. When I do it myself, I usually pass.
Wendell, old buddy, you don't know how sorry I am. I'll tell you what. Let me give you my science notes.
Well, say, that's a deal.
Sure enough.
Oh, honestly, the things he said.
Oh, here comes Robbie now. Isn't he a scream lately? He's so different from the way he used to be.
Well, you should have seen him with Helen's the other night. We were hysterical.
Hello, girls.
Hi. Where did you get that card?
What's that? You mean this? That's no tie. I got my Adam's apple caught in a revolving door. Robbie, who's he? I thought the name was Bill.
How honestly, Robbie, the things you say.
Oh.
And if elected, I will strive to show our elders that we as junior citizens can govern ourselves in a serious and responsible manner which reflects credit upon our generation. Thank you.
Now, we shall hear from our other candidate, the ever-popular Robbie Douglas.
Thank you, Mr. Chambers, and hello, fellow inmates. This is Rob. Show me an office, and I'll run for it. Douglas, a word for you junior citizens. Now, you can say anything you want about the shape the world's in, but at least it isn't square. Junior citizen, you know what that is? That's a senior citizen with saddle shoes. Now, I just wanted to say it's good to be here at Bryant Park, America's first maximum security high school. I understand that next year they're changing the grading system to F for failing, P for passing, and E for escape. Now, I'm not saying that it's hard to graduate, but I heard that last week three seniors went on Social Security. Social Security under 20, it's called an allowance.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Rob.
How'd it go?
Went fine. Just left a meeting where they made their decision on the cargo job.
What happened?
They picked my design.
No kidding. You beat the 5-iron, huh?
I beat him.
At least somebody redeemed the Douglas honor.
Oh, that's right. You had your election today. How'd you come out?
Was annihilated.
Well, that's too bad, Rob.
You were right, Dad. The other guy did all this work and research on what the class wanted. Talked about the things he was going to do for us. I just cracked jokes like I was running for mayor of Funnyville.
Well, maybe next time you...
There's not going to be a next time, Dad. I didn't care about getting elected anyway. I just wanted to impress Amber.
Well, that was it. Well, in that case, I'd say the final results aren't in yet.
Well, sure they are. She didn't even vote for me.
Well, as I get it, you didn't want her vote. You wanted to date with her, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you haven't made your presentation yet. Why don't you call her up and give it a try?
You mean just call her up and ask her? Out of the blue?
Sure. And cut out all that phony, you know what I mean. Just be yourself, Rob. Be honest. See how that works.
Dad?
Yeah?
What did you say today? I mean, when you made your presentation.
Well, I just said, gentlemen, here are the facts and figures. I think they'll speak for themselves. They did.
This is Robbie Douglas. I just called to give you some facts and figures, and I think they'll speak for themselves. Fact number one, I lost the election, but I only wanted to run so you'd notice me. Fact number two, I want a date with you more than anything else I can think of.
As far as figures go, I've only got enough for a movie and, say, a hamburger afterwards. So that's about it. So, will you? You will? Tonight? Say, after dinner? Okay. Goodbye, Amber. Dad?
Hey, Dad! Hey, Dad! Dad, it worked! I got elected! I sold the cargo plane. She liked me the way I was, the way I am. We have a date tonight and everything. A quiet, modest, serious Robbie Douglas is go, go, go.
Did I hear him say something about quiet, modest, serious Robbie Douglas?
He is now go, go, go with Amber.
Well, hi, Dad. How's every little old thing? That new design working out?
Fine, Chip. Yes, thank you.
Keep up the good work, Dad. Buff, you're doing a great job with the cooking. That lunch you fixed me was A-OK. Well, I better go get cleaned up for dinner. Oh, by the way, I'm running for class treasurer. Well, take care.
It's broken out again.
Hiya, Robbie, old buddy boy. How's every little thing?
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice-as-nice morning on TV Land.